for himself. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. President Biden traveled to Fort Myers, Florida today to get a firsthand look at the destruction from Hurricane Ian.
We're here today because we wanted to tell you in person that we're thinking of you and we're not leaving. We're not leaving until this gets done. I promise you that.
The president promising to help rebuild roads and bridges and public water system. The president appeared at a news conference with Governor Ron DeSantis.
We are cutting through the bureaucracy. We are cutting through the red tape. And that's from local government, state government, all the way up to the president. So we appreciate the team effort.
DeSantis thanked the administration for expediting the reimbursement for debris removal for areas devastated by the storm. An emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council over the latest round of missile launches by North Korea.
Ballistic missile launches by the DPRK are unlawful. They're reckless and they endanger neighbors in the region.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield, this is South Korea's military, says the North has launched another ballistic missile. The White House reacting to the decision by the OPEC plus nations to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day.
This decision by OPEC plus is one purported self-interest is a mistake and it's misguided.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, President Biden's directed another 10 million barrels to be released from the Strategic Oil Reserve next month. Republicans have been critical of the president for using the reserve rather than incentivizing domestic oil production. A federal appeals court has sent a case over the legality of the DACA program for young immigrants back to a lower court to consider new Biden administration rules, even as it sided with the lower court's ruling against the program. On Wall Street, the rally runs out of gas, leaving markets lower. The Dow lost 42, the Nasdaq minus 27. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
There's a legal settlement in the on-set shooting of the Alec Baldwin movie Rust, which killed cinematographer Halyna Hutchins.
Alec Baldwin's attorney confirming a settlement has been reached in the wrongful death lawsuit brought by her family against the actor and the film production. Her husband, Matthew Hutchins, will now executive produce the Western in a statement calling it a tribute to her final work, saying original principal players will be on board, that he has no interest in engaging in attribution of blame, and that he believes his wife's death was a terrible accident. A criminal investigation is ongoing. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Southwest Airlines pilot is suing the airline, her union, and a former colleague who pled guilty last year to deadbolting the cockpit during a flight and stripping naked in front of her. Christine Janning claims Southwest retaliated against her by grounding her, and she reported Michael Hack to the company and the FBI, and that they kept him employed despite prior claims of sexual misconduct. Hack's attorney says his client disrobed only after Janning encouraged him to and never did anything else. If you're searching for a Halloween costume, Pinterest may inspire you.
Pinterest revealing the top 10 trending Halloween costume ideas of 2022 based on user search data. Coming in at number one are costume ideas related to Netflix's hit sci-fi series Stranger Things, followed by Elvis and Priscilla, Patrick Bateman, the character portrayed by Christian Bale in the flick American Psycho. And following the sequel's release over the summer, Top Gun costumes are a hit search. Hocus Pocus, Harley Quinn, Lord of the Rings, Maddie and Cassie from HBO's Euphoria costumes, and costumes for Avril Lavigne making the top 10.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, and I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.